ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 सत्त्वं विशुद्धं वसुदेव शब्दितम् सत्त्वं विशुद्धं वसुदेव शब्दितम् जादीयते तत्र पुमान् अपावृतः जदीयते तत्र पुमान् अपावृतः सत्त्वे च तस्मिन् भगवान् वसुदेवो सत्त्वे च तस्मिन् भगवान् वासुदेवो हि अदक्षजो मे नमसा विधीयते हि अदक्षजो मे नमसा विधीयते सत्त्वम् consciousness vishuddham pure vasudeva vasudev shabditam known as yat because yate is revealed tatra there puman the supreme person apavritaha without any covering Tate, in consciousness, cha, and tasmin, in that, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Vasudev, he, because, adhokshajaha, transcendental, me, by me, namasha, with obeisances, vidyate, worshipped. Translation proper by his Vayan Gaya Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm always engaged in offering obeisance to Lord Vasudev in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudev is revealed without any covering. Purport, the living entity is constitutionally pure. Asangarhi ayam purushaha. In literature it is said that the soul is always pure and uncontaminated by material attachment. The identification of the body with the soul is due to misunderstanding. As soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that one is in his pure original constitutional position. This state of existence is called Suddha Sattva, which means that it is transcendental to the material qualities. Since this Suddha Sattva existence is under the direct action of the internal potency, in this state the activities of material consciousness stop. For example, when iron is put into fire, it becomes warm, and when it red hot, although it is iron, it acts like fire. Similarly, when copper is surcharged with electricity, its action is copper stops. It acts as electricity. Bhagavad Gita 14.26 also confirms that anyone who engages in unalloyed, unadulterated devotional service to the Lord, as it once elevated to the position of pure Brahman, mamchayo vivcharena bhakti yogena sevate, Chagunan samititaitan brahma bhuyayate kalpate. Therefore, Suddha Sattva, as described in this verse, is the transcendental position which is technically called Vasudev. Vasudev is also the name of the person from whom Krishna appears. This verse explains that the pure state is called Vasudeva because in that state, Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealed without any covering. To execute unadulterated devotional service, therefore, one must follow the rules and regulations of devotional service without desire to gain material profit by fruitive activities or mental speculation. In pure devotional service, one simply serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a matter of duty, without reason and without being impeded by material conditions. That is called Sudasattva, or Vasudev, because in that stage the Supreme Person, Krishna, is revealed in the heart of the devotee. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely described this Vasudeva, or Sudasattva, in his Bhagavat Sandarva. He explained that Asottara Sata 108 is added to the name of the spiritual master to indicate that one who is situated in Sudasattva or in the transcendental state of Vasudev. The word Vasudev is also used for other purposes. For example, Vasudeva also means one who is everywhere or all-pervading. The sun is also called Vasudeva Sabditam. The word Vasudev may be utilized for different purposes, but with whatever purpose we adopt, Vasudev means the all-pervading or localized Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 7.19, it is also stated, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Factual realization is to understand Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and surrender unto Him. Vasudev is the ground wherein free from the contamination of material nature and is situated in pure Krishna consciousness or in the Vasudev state. Vasudev, the Supreme Person, is revealed. This state is also called Kaivalya, which means pure consciousness. Jnanam Satvikam Kaivalyam. When one is situated in pure transcendental knowledge, one is situated in Kaivalya. Therefore, Vasudev also means Kaivalya, a word which is generally used by impersonalists. Impersonal Kaivalya is not the last stage of realization, but in Krishna consciousness, Kaivalya, when one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one is successful. In that pure state, by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. Because of the development of knowledge, the science of Krishna, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these activities are under the guidance of the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. The action of the internal potency is also described in this verse as apavrita, pure, free from any covering. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His name, His form, His quality, His paraphernalia, etc., being transcendental, are beyond material nature. It is not possible to understand any one of them with the materialistic senses. When the senses are purified by the discharge of pure devotional service, Rishikena Rishikesha Shivanam Bhakti Uchate, pure senses can see Krishna without covering. Now one may inquire that since factually the devotee has the same material existential body, how is it possible that the same materialistic eyes become purified by devotional service? The example as stated by Lord Chaitanya is that devotional service cleanses the mirror of the mind. In a clean mirror, one can see one's face very distinctly. Similarly, simply by cleansing the mirror of the mind, one can have a clear conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.8, Abhyasa yoga juktena, by executing one's prescribed duties in devotional service, te chetasa nandagamina, simply by hearing about God and chanting about Him, if one's mind is always engaged in chanting and hearing and is not allowed to go elsewhere, one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, by the Bhakti Yoga process, beginning from hearing and chanting, one can cleanse the heart and mind. Thus one clearly see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva said that since his heart was always filled with the conception of Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of the Supreme Lord's presence within his mind and heart, he is he was always offering obeisances unto the Supreme Godhead. In other words, Lord Shiva is always in trance, samadhi. This samadhi is not under the control of the devotee. It is under the control of the Vasudev. For the entire internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under his order. Of course, the material energy also acts by his order, but his direct will is specifically executed through the spiritual energy. Thus, by his spiritual energy, he reveals himself. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Samad sambhavami atmamayaya. Atmamaya means internal potency. By his sweet will, he reveals himself by his internal potency. Being satisfied by the transcendental loving service of the devotee never commands, "My dear Lord, please come here so that I can see you." It is not the position of the devotee to command the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come before him or to dance before him. There are many so-called devotees who command the Lord to come before them dancing. The Lord, however, is not subject to anyone's command. But if he is satisfied by one's pure devotional activities, he reveals himself. Therefore, meaningful word in this verse is adhokshaja, for it indicates that the activities of our material senses will fail or to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the attempt of one's speculative mind. But if one desires to, he can subdue all the material activities of his senses and the Lord. And the Lord, by manifesting his spiritual energy, can reveal himself to the pure devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to the pure devotee. The devotee has no other duty than to offer him respectful obeisances. The absolute truth reveals himself to the devotee in his form. He is not formless. Vasudev is not formless. For it is stated in this verse that as soon as the Lord reveals himself, the devotee offers him obeisances. Offers his obeisances. Obeisances are offered to a person, not to anything impersonal. One should not accept the Mayavada interpretation that Vasudev is impersonal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, prapadyate, one surrenders. One surrenders to a person, not to impersonal non-duality. Whenever there is a question of surrendering or offering obeisances, there must be an object of surrender or obeisances. Pretty long, huh? Srila Prabhupada comments everything very nicely. That's why even it takes more to explain, he explains it so that we can understand for the people of this age. It's Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of Krishna and his devotional service, it's made it very simple for us at this age of Kali Yuga. So we may say, Srimad Bhagavatam here is only not big, because we are not so big. In Kali, in this age, age of Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually much more, but is described less for our understanding, because we are not big. Satya Yuga, perhaps, people are much more bigger and understanding, or other planets. So Bhagavatam is much bigger, and it's given to us accordingly. So, and here consciousness, and there are different levels of consciousness. Consciousness in pure Krishna consciousness is the state of Krishna consciousness, is the ultimate consciousness. There are different levels of consciousness. Material consciousness, where we our objectivity is to based on sense enjoyment. Pure Krishna consciousness means, explained here, devotional service. Devotional service means when we can understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything, not impersonal. When impersonal, there is no service. Why do we are running around doing service and doing Govardhan Puja and different festivals? Because we know Krishna is enjoying that. He is God, He is the source, He has a form, He can enjoy it. That's Srila Prabhupada, he summons this purport by saying,
God is, Krishna is not impersonal. If there is impersonal aspect is of God is one aspect. The absolute aspect of God is He is full of form. Like mountains and rivers and the universe, there's impersonal aspect. There's no form. So when you see form, that is the Krishna. We worship Krishna as the supreme form of all the form. Bhagavan. Prabhupada explains He's sitting in everyone's heart as a super soul. How He can do that if He's impersonal? When we can understand clearly the supreme source of everything, who is the source of the creation and maintenance of this whole creation, then we'll serve Him. Then there is the question of service. Service comes with understanding of jnana, knowledge. Knowledge means we know, perfect knowledge means we can actually understand who is Bhagavan, Krishna. If you don't have, you can't understand Bhagavan, Krishna with material knowledge, academic knowledge. Because material knowledge only facilitates to enjoy the object of the senses, sense enjoyment. We have to go beyond that. That is pure Krishna consciousness, as we explained in the purport. Consciousness is clouded by material enjoyment, is covered, is here, covered by material sense pleasures. And the consciousness is not pure. So, subconsciousness or semi-consciousness, different level of consciousness. Pure Krishna consciousness is the ultimate consciousness. Come beyond, when we are covered by ignorant, we are covered by lust, anger, greed, and material desires, full of desires. Our mind and consciousness is covered by ignorance. Then the Krishna consciousness, the pure consciousness is covered, is not revealed. The devotional service means it's voluntary. No one is going to walk in the door here and do devotional service. We have to first understand our relationship with Krishna, who is the real enjoyer. Krishna is the real enjoyer. These festivals we are celebrating every day, this is to prove that Krishna is the enjoyer. If I offer you a heel of food, you can only eat a little bit. And then, I'm full. Krishna says, give me a heel of food, and he's still not satisfied. Anayor, anayor, give me more. Bring me more, give me more. Heel of food, my God. Yet Krishna says, I only accept bhakti, little bit of devotion. We're not the enjoyer. We can cook a lot of food at home, but we can only eat a little bit. You can see the whole material world is geared to enjoy the senses. The material world created for us to try to enjoy. Try to enjoy. Well, you're not the enjoyer. It's a simple fact. We cook and cook and cook. I'm in the kitchen so many hours every day, and you all sit upstairs for 10 minutes, you eat and you finish, tired. How can you be the enjoyer? You know, we spend so much money, build this kitchen, and then so much effort is put in just to cook bhat, rice for you, and fancy rice, and dal, and sabji, and gulab jamun, so many things. And you can only sit for 5 minutes and you eat, and I fall. And you go away, can't eat too much food here. So Krishna is the enjoyer. That's why we did the Govardhan Puja the other day. It's so wonderful festival. Because here, we are emphasizing Krishna as the Supreme Godhead, Godhead. Why Krishna does this pastime? To show that He is Bhagavan, He is the Supreme. To show His supremacy over the material world. To attract us to His lotus feet. That's why lifting the Govardhan Hill. And Prabhupada explains, he lifted the Govardhan Hill like a mushroom. There's nothing. He's not sweating. I do the kirtan for half an hour, I'm playing the drum. I'm sweating and I'm gasping for air. And Krishna lifts this hill. What we see today, the Govardhan Hill today in Vrindavan, is only small. It's reduced its size from that time. This happened in Satya Yuga. Govardhan is the name of a devotee. You know that? He's the name of a devotee. Govardhan. Govardhan Prabhu. Some devotee's name also has Govardhan. So the Govardhan in the Satya Yuga and other ages, the mountains be able to fly. They used to fly. Imagine mountain, all of a sudden you see, you know, air's rock flying over our head. In Kali Yuga, everybody's full of envy. So if the mountain don't like you, you'll crush us all. So it's not allowed to fly in this age. Because Satya Yuga, people are very pure. So mountains was flying. And Govardhan was flying. There was a story how it goes that the sage has a power, and it was going flying over the Govardhan, Vrindavan, over Vrindavan, and Govardhan decided to put the mountain, I mean the sage mountain down in Vrindavan, that area. It was actually going somewhere else. I wrote this story in the Facebook. Everybody's looking at me, my photo, and not reading the story. So, oh, good looking and this and that. They're not reading the story. So the story is that Govardhan stayed in that because knew that 5,000 years ago, much later from that time, that Krishna will lift that hill. And this is the same reason why Kali and Krishna also, Lord Krishna, jumped from that tree. Because that tree we see today is the original tree. Because many, many years ago, Garuda put the nectar in that, on the tree, so that tree lived for many years as eternally. So Krishna would jump from that tree 5,000 years ago. It was there already before Krishna's pastime. So this pastime took place. Krishna wants to prove that to the people of this material world that he is Bhagavan, he is the enjoyer. That's why he lifted the hill. To attract us. He's so merciful. Under the hill, I don't know if you are told the story or not, under the hill, everybody 7 days, 7 nights. Imagine, nobody, all of us stuck under the hill for 7 days, 7 nights, will be asking for water and food and toilet. So many things. We have big problem for Krishna. But it's mentioned, under the hill, 7 nights, 7 days, 7 nights, nobody felt tired and no hunger. They felt like they're in a 5-star hotel. So good feeling, so comfortable. That's Krishna's, properly explained, Krishna's internal potency. The devotees is put under the internal potency of Krishna. They're enjoying it. That's why sometimes here, even in the temples, when we can do, the devotees, they do unlimited activities for Krishna, devotional service. How is it possible? Krishna empowers the devotee. When you are always putting yourself under the influence of Krishna, Krishna's internal potency, Krishna can empower you to more service. You will not feel tired. I'm supposed to be Prabhupada's youngest disciple, you know, and I'm over 50, and I haven't stopped doing service since I joined ISKCON. You see me in the kitchen here, there. How is it possible? You know, like you work for 9 to 5, you go home and relax. We're here, you know, morning program, evening and daytime, we're just on and on. Outside the people, they don't work after the time's up. They're 9 to 5, and the weekend off, and they stuff like that. They look forward to it, and then you see the mood. You see the mood of the people. Friday night, I see the Monday morning. They don't look forward to it, but the devotees, they are very happy because we are in working with Krishna's energy. The happiness, the joy of devotional service is not dependent on material circumstances. It's beyond that. Material circumstances, they only feel tired. It's like doing yoga. They are like a muscle. You do yoga like a machine, you will be tired. It's a technique. When you do yoga, you need to breathe in, flow out, and your body is light. And you feel good. But if you're doing like a machine, your nerves, they tire up. You don't have the energy. So in Krishna consciousness, similarly, we need to depend on Krishna. Oh, I have done so much. I am this, I am that. Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the real boss. In Chinese, Loban. Loban means a boss. And then people always, oh, yeah, Loban. Laoshi, teacher. Chinese culture is very similar to Indian. And like I was doing yoga, everybody is very respectful. Oh, Laoshi. Into Laoshi, Indian teacher. It's like we say Hari Bol to each other. The culture is there. So, every culture, the bottom line of each culture is always God. Even you see here in Melbourne, the most beautiful temple, like church, is there, right in the center. It's built many years ago, before all the buildings came. That means people at that time, they were God conscious. There's never a time people not are God conscious. Even people in the Aborigines, they worship some kind of mountains and some cultures there. They are not completely not worshipping anyone. They worship. They understand there's God behind everything. So devotional service means the ultimate purpose of our existence is to serve Krishna. The purpose of our existence that we are here. What is the purpose? My purpose is to serve the family, to have a lot of kids and expand my family. And make more money, and you can go on and on. So many different reasons you can give. But we are getting old, all those things are going to have no use to us at the end. We are all carried away by these things, even as devotees. We get carried away by material assets. We have to understand that Krishna is Bhagavan, the enjoyer. When he is satisfied with your service, he gives himself to you. Like Prabhupada explains here, he don't command, oh Krishna, here's my list. A beautiful husband, beautiful wife, house by the sea, a big bank balance, a better car. You don't give him a list, give me good health. We don't ask Krishna for these things. But Krishna, he understands, he's sitting in our heart. He gives us what we need to serve him. Krishna can give you $1 million, but say, enjoy. Forget it, bye-bye Krishna. I'm going to the pub, or here, there. I build myself a house, for family in India. But I always think to myself, if I got so much money, I build a house for my mother in India, do this and that. So many plans. And my mother's living in Mayapur for the last, 40 years, 30 years. And in a small room, she can't get down to cook anymore. So you give her a big house, what's the use? And then sit in the room all day. That's what these old people do. They sit in those nursing home, watch telly all day. So boring. Imagine such a waste of human life. If you are a cat or a dog, better off enjoy what you have wasted. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, all the acharyas tells us, Manishya Janma Hela Char, whoever taken birth as a human form of life, Janma Sartaka Kara Kara Para Upakara, do good to others, Para Upakara. And that Para Upakara is good to others, is through chanting. Prabhupada explains, chanting and dancing, hearing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vash, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Atmanivedanam. 9 processes of devotional service. You see? So the 9 processes of devotional service, beginning the first 2 steps, is to hear and chant. Hearing doesn't mean I hear and then I don't do anything about it. Yeah, out here and out there. Hearing means acting on it. Srila Prabhupada used to say, hearing means you act on it. That's proper hearing. You see, Jiskadamakaran Maharaj the other day, he came in here. We are good friends in the He joined in 78 in Vrindavan. I was still school. He joined there, and we were talking about the old, every time we sat together, we talked about Vrindavan and how he, everything, all about Vrindavan days. And I didn't have time to talk to him much, but whenever I got, and we were talking about the early days in Vrindavan. We had one Sunday Arati in Vrindavan. That time in the, I lived in Vrindavan from 1979 to 84 before I came to Australia. And then there was no list who's going to lead Kirtan. Everybody said, you lead. So our class would finish in the Gurukul at just like 10 minutes before Sunday Arati. And I had my own Madanga, and I had a group, my group, all Kartals Madanga. So we'd be together, said, jump to the temple. So they would ring the bell, the temple, and class over 10 minutes before. We just straight run to the temple, get the koan. Microphone's ready, somebody's ready, but I just slide in. And like we're like a gundas, you know. My group was like, get out of here, I'm leading it. So then we had the kirtan sometime, Sunday Arati. We'd take it up to like 9 o'clock. 7 o'clock we finish, and we have around the temple. I go outside, even Lohi Bazaar, and come back for the 9 o'clock Arati. We used to be able to do that. So we had such ecstatic kirtan, and we were talking about these things. And Gadamba Maharaj, there was another Maharaj, Jagat Guru Maharaj, there somewhere else. And they were backing me. And Maharaj was very like fired up, even now. And the other day he came in, and he kept going. Still the same. So my point is that devotional service doesn't have any endurance. It's full of energy. Krishna empowers the devotee to act in such a way that we can't imagine how we are able to do it. He asked this, people who are... So when you enjoy your body, too much sex life, too much drugs and alcohol, when you turn 50, you're going to look like 80. All energy is gone. Baba, gone. You walk around like a complete... No energy. Komara Acharet Bhagya is mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. One must devotional service from that age. From the age of 6, from the early age, when we serve, preserve our energy. Brahmachari. Power is there in our energy. Body's energy is lost. Like cat and dog. Prabhupada always criticized modern people. Cat and dog. You're like a cat and dog. That's true. People are using this body energy like throwing it away. You're sitting on gold. Human form of life is such a rare life. In this life, if you do not utilize your service to Krishna, you're not going to have much energy. Time goes so fast. And we come in the temple, and our time, when during time of Prabhupada, everybody is already in the temple. And the speaker comes in, you're already sitting here, all ready to go. And we come in, everyone's just moving around like, take your time, like you have so much time in this world. Time is short. You go to work, if your work starts at 9 o'clock, you got to be there earlier. They cut your salary, I don't know what they do. So many things. And for Krishna, we take our time. Krishna can cut your salary too. Because he's going to make you old, take your energy away. You're going to get sick. Material energy, maya dakshina prakriti suyate chacharasa, material energy is working under the direction of Krishna, not directly. We are dependent on Krishna in every way. Every time we take a breath, we're depending on Krishna. Think, I'm going to sit and have a big plate of prasadam. And just here a cup of dal, here's this and that. You can only eat a little bit. So, Krishna's energy is what we are sustaining on. Our body is sustained on Krishna's energy. So if we can always remember Krishna, we don't want to enjoy. We're happy sharing with you Krishna consciousness. We enjoy through devotional service. We enjoy chanting Hare Krishna. So much pleasure in that. I was talking to Maharaj, Karamagar Maharaj. He said, you know, I want to go to Mangala Arati. I said, no, you have to sleep because, you know, you're not well. But he said, no, I like to be there. You know, people done so much service long time ago. They need to rest. Really. Mm-hmm. If they don't come, don't think they're in Maya. They're resting. And so Maharaj was saying, no, but I want to be there. I said, but, you know, you have problems, you travel so much, you have to rest. So, everyone, we have to understand that actually when we perform devotional service, we need to also very consciously, be very conscious of what we do. Krishna consciousness is the consciousness, conscious activity, not we do like a machine. We go to the kitchen, throw the pot here, throw the spoon there. They go in the right places. Achintya Rupa Mataji and me, the other day, it took 5 hours. She told me she spent 5 hours putting everything in the right places. Because you guys go in there, throw the spoon there, cup there, everything everywhere. Somebody has to put them in the proper places. Otherwise, too much work for someone else. We have to be conscious. Krishna consciousness means everything we do is Krishna's work. Not you do puja nicely and then something else. Everything in package. You gotta do everything nicely for Krishna. Krishna, this Krishna's temple, Krishna's activity, Krishna's devotee, everything is part of Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's temple. So here, everything you do, Srila Prabhupada said, Melbourne temple is not part of Melbourne. I heard. He said, this is spiritual world. So when you come to the Melbourne temple, you are in the spiritual world. If you make a mistake here, it's not a good thing. In spiritual world, you have to do correctly. So, a devotee, wherever he is in the spiritual world actually. Because his mind is pure. His consciousness is pure. He's not affected by it. Like it is mentioned here, iron. Iron, when it's put in the fire, is red hot. It's rusted away. It's no use. But once it puts in the fire, it becomes red hot. Touches anything, it'll burn. So, consciousness is pure wherever we are. Don't allow yourself to be affected by Maya, by affected by sense enjoyment. Cloud your mind with sense objects. Stay strong. Strength is not always in the muscle. Strength is gained through chanting and hearing. Constant chanting and hearing, constant listening to devotees, constantly reading Bhagavatam. This is what gives us spiritual strength. Ekakiyamai nahi pai bala harinama sankirtan. On our own, we are not able to perform devotional service. Ekaki amai nahi pai bala. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, please, he's praying, give me the mercy. Asadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastrakai, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhihaya. Together with the sadhus, we're able to do devotional service because the sadhus can empower us, they can give us their blessings. That's why they, in India they say, oh sadhu, oh Hare Krishna, give me a blessing. Even here in this temple, people jumping under your feet, oh, blessing. But it's not always like that. Sadhus can bless us when they see we are enthusiastic. You're going around, you don't show the enthusiasm, you're not going to get it. Krishna empowers, Krishna gives his mercy for those who are enthusiastic. They're craving for it. They want it. Oh, you see, in the kitchen, there's so much service. And you walk around Hare Krishna outside. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're probably not even chanting correctly. Just getting the round done. Go and ask, do service. The meaning of chanting Hare Krishna is to do service. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna. O Radha, O Krishna, allow me to do service. Where are you? The Goswamis of Vrindavan, Hey Radha, Hey Vrajadevike, the Lalite, where are you? Are you under the tree? Are you the Govardhan Hill? They're looking for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, they were always looking for Krishna. They didn't say, I have found Krishna. I was dreaming of Krishna. You don't see devotees talk like that. They're always in search for Krishna. They're always in the mood of looking, searching for Krishna. They're always in the mood of service. They didn't say, oh, I am full of love for Krishna. I've got it. No. I've got it. No, he didn't even say it. They said, I'm looking. Srila Prabhupada was extremely humble. He was the purest. Pure. He's an associate of Krishna, but he was always very humble. He looked at the deity, tears from his eyes coming down. We read the Shikshastaka. Chakshu, that tears flowing from the eyes like torrents of rain. Yeah, I've seen some devotees, they're chanting, their eyes are soft with water. Tears from their eyes because they're chanting because they're developing love for Krishna. Just like if you work in the bank, some people they work in the bank, next please, right? They say, next please. And then you go and do your thing. But they're not saying, I love you so much, please come forward. I want to see you. How do you look like? Can I serve you? They didn't say that. It's the next please and the next one. There's no affection in that. So when you're calling for Krishna, there has to be affection and love. You're chanting just to get the round done. Where's the affection? You're doing out of duty, that's good. But even as duty, the mundane people, they're working out of duty. But they're forced to. We're not forced to. Krishna wants to see us doing voluntarily. We all can just go out and have a job and live a good life and sit back. But no, this material world is not a place to sit back. Everybody in this material world, we have birth, death, old age, we have to suffer. You have, even if you are in a very good position in the material world, you have a good job, good family, disease can come, take all that gone. This is why we have to be in the knowledge. Knowledge means we can understand things so clearly at the position of a devotee, as a servant of Krishna. We take pleasure in that. We are taking pleasure in service. Machana Hare Krishna is taking pleasure in that. That's why you have to love it. Artificially we cannot do it. We'll get bored after a while. I don't want to be around these devotees. No, we have to understand from within. Pray to Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is a mantra, is a prayer. When you pray to Krishna to bless us, to do service, to do things nicely. Nicely for Krishna. Just like you go home, you have your home nicely clean, everything put away, and cook. So treat it the same way. This is Krishna's place here also. You go in the kitchen, throw the spoon somewhere, pot somewhere, and here and there. Somebody has to do all this lot of work. So put everything properly. See, treat is Krishna's place. This is Krishna's property. This is Krishna's temple. Everything here is Krishna's. This Mahaprabhu and this Vaikuntha, this spiritual world. So Prabhupada said, this is not part of Melbourne. This is spiritual world. So everything here, treated as part of Krishna's property. And you, as our body, also belongs to Krishna. Body is a mandir. This is why decorate tilak. Krishna is in our heart. Treat it spiritually. That's why we don't drink alcohol, cigarette. You see people all have cigarette, and they're coughing. They're ruining their body. So treat this body as Krishna's property. You think, it's my body. No, nothing is ours. So this is the proper understanding of knowledge. When you can understand things more clearly, through knowledge, jnana, there's gnanjana salakaya. The eyes are open through the torchlight of knowledge. Knowledge is gained from hearing from the sources of a devotee and scriptures. This book, Bhagavata. When I'm speaking to you right now, devotee Bhagavata, Srila Prabhupada. You read Bhagavatam, it's a book Bhagavata, it's the same. So devotees don't speak anything different from what's written in our books. Srila Prabhupada, what he spoke, is the same as what Krishna spoke. That's why it's absolute Hare Krishna. Okay. Any questions?
One comment. This is a very important verse. We call it KMV.
Kaivalya.
We were doing 2019 Kekapur, and we had a very good explanation of this. I want to
he has his various ways. Because Krishna, he's sitting in our heart and he understands everything. He's sitting as the Super Soul and everyone has as Paramatma. So, actually, like I said before, if you like to understand the scriptures nicely, the real ego is to understand that we are servant of Krishna. False ego means when we misidentify ourselves as different from Krishna. So when we can understand Krishna as this supreme enjoyer and as our master, and understand through knowledge, then we will know that we are just tiny. When you look at the sea, so big, how small we are. When you fly in an airplane or in the top of a mountain, you see how small we are. The mountains and the ocean and the rivers are so big. How tiny we are. So we need to actually understand this clearly. Our position, that's called Atmagyan. Knowledge of the Atma, the body, and the soul. Body is also sometimes known as Atma, material body. But the real Atma is the Super Soul and the soul. So when we understand, when we identify our body as the real person, which is not, that's Maya. Maya means something which is not, illusory. It's not illusory, it's there, but it's temporary, short term. So false ego is when we identify. So that's why Krishna spoke to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So knowledge is there, it's arranged by Krishna. So Krishna has always given us the opportunity to remove the ego through knowledge, through Guru's mercy, through the mercy of Vaishnavas, by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating with devotees, like Prabhupada explained, hearing and chanting. You will get rid of that very quickly. When you are associating with the devotees, sadhus, they have the power to remove our illusion, our ego, our misconceptions. It's completely eradicated by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Blessing the Vaishnavas. Sometimes it's very miracle. It's like a power. Vaishnava has power. They have miracle. They can remove an ego just by blessing. Like Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada is here. He is here. So when you think he's not here, that's our ego. He's there in his books, through his instruction, through his knowledge. And when you read this, instructions from these books and from the mouth of a devotee, that's what we have to hear more clearly. Otherwise, we are not getting it. You have to sink in our heart. And to be able to sink in our heart, we have to take more shelter of our holy name by chanting. So, there's many ways. Yes, Maharaj. Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Ballabha ji ki jai, Gaur Premanande.